Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
By becoming the person that you truly want to be, you'll be able to change your life completely. I guarantee you that if you follow the steps I'm going to give you, in 6 months or less, your life is going to be completely transformed. You won't be able to even recognize yourself. Your life will be completely different. You will start experiencing different things. Your friendships will be different. Your relationships will be different. The way that you earn money will be different. The way that you experience abundance will be different. It's all about closing the gap between who you currently are and who you desire to be. The reality that not a lot of people talk about is that your desires, what you desire to become, what you desire to experience, that's actually what you are. That is what's meant for you. That is your intuition guiding you to your specific path. And a big mistake is not following it, not listening to that intuition, trying to live in the way that you see other people are living, or listening to all the advice that comes from loving family members or friends or the internet. You can't always follow external advice. You have to be able to think for yourself and make your own decisions. And this requires taking a leap of faith, because you're no longer going to be able to just look around and follow someone else's blueprint. You're going to have to start taking the risk and doing what you feel like doing. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to be acting impulsively and being irresponsible. It simply means that you're going to pay extra attention to the nudges that you're receiving and the inspiration that you're getting. The desire to do certain things a certain way can be a great signal of what's going to be your path of least resistance so you can manifest what you want. In this video, I'm going to give you 3 steps that you can follow to start manifesting a better life and closing the gap between your current reality and your desired reality. Feel free to do these steps in any order that you desire, and you may have to repeat them over and over again. There may be different layers to it. The point is to be aware of your options and do what feels right for you. Step number one is understanding who you truly are. Remember, I told you that being who you truly are is not just about doing what you think you should be doing. It's more so about how it feels. So it's not really what you're doing, it's how you feel when you're doing these things. Do you feel good when you're doing these things? Do you feel satisfied, successful, fulfilled, at peace, relaxed, safe? Or do you feel anxious? Do you feel fearful? Do you feel doubtful? Do you have limiting beliefs coming up and stopping you from feeling relaxed? These are things that you need to start becoming aware of. Your limiting beliefs and your current perceptions and your current past, your past may be affecting the way that you're moving forward in the future. That's why it's important to be aware of the things, the emotional and mental baggage that you may be carrying from the past. And it's time to start dealing with it. It's time to start alchemizing it and changing it into something that works for you, which then moves you on to step number two. Step number two is to start deconditioning from any limiting beliefs that are keeping you from living the life that you're supposed to be living. There's so many simple techniques to reprogram your subconscious mind and reprogram your limiting beliefs. I personally have my favorite 6-step process completely in detail, explained perfectly with examples, and you can access that in the 33-day playbook. But essentially, you want to ask yourself, why can't I have what I want? Why can't I experience what I want? Why can't I become who I want to become? When you ask yourself this question in a sort of negative way like that, like, why can't I do this? The first things that will come to your mind are usually your limiting beliefs. So even if the first thing that comes to your mind is, I'm not smart enough, that is a signal of, oh, a limiting belief blocking me from getting what I want is that I believe that I'm not smart enough. I believe that I have this weakness. And so from there, all you have to do is dig deep and find a way to change your perspective or find a way to use that weakness to your advantage. That's what alchemy is. That's what transmutation is. Understand that your energy is magnetic. That is what attracts things to you. The things that you focus on, the things that you think about, the things that you have strong emotional reactions to. Those are the types of beliefs and thoughts and frequencies that is going to attract things to you. That makes you magnetic. So the key is being magnetic to the things that you want to actually attract, not being magnetic to the same patterns that you've been attracting in the past, or the same things that you've already experienced, or the things that you're scared to experience, the things you don't want to experience. It's better to focus your energy on what you prefer, and also to deal with any limiting beliefs that may be holding you back. The third step in manifesting your desired reality and changing your life is to act in faith. So acting in faith means that regardless of what you're seeing around you, you remain confident in your vision. So the challenge with this is that we like to use our senses. We like to look around us and get validation from our environment. Unfortunately, when you're manifesting a new reality, when you're manifesting something that you haven't already experienced, you sort of have to create it from scratch. This is where visualization comes in, affirmations come in, any other techniques that you like to use. I like to call them mind shift tools. This is where you're going to sort of get creative and do whatever you're called to do. So following your excitement, right? Taking inspired actions that align with your goals. Sometimes you will feel called to do something that maybe doesn't seem related to your ultimate goal, but you will see that if you follow these nudges and you follow these little moments of excitement where you feel some kind of peaceful feeling that you should do this thing, or you should try it this way, or you should go to this location at this date. Like the things that you are drawn to do that come from a place of peace and intuitive knowing, those are the things that you're gonna realize it's gonna put you at the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, doing the right things. And those are the situations that are going to help you skip a few steps. Because when we do things on our own, we can do it, but it may take longer, right? Sometimes meeting the right person at the right time or going somewhere puts us in a situation where we can skip a few steps and maybe we can have other people in our life supporting our goals, supporting our manifestations, or getting the results that we want to get together alongside other people. A question that I get a lot is, what is the difference between having healthy discipline versus forcing yourself to do something that's not aligned for you? This is a very, very good question. It's something that I personally have struggled with, and I'll tell you a story a little bit later in this video. But essentially, when you are acting through a place of healthy discipline, you're acting in that way because you know that the thing you want to do requires you to show up in a certain way. So even though when we have discipline, sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to do. Or sometimes we have to do certain things in order to complete the task that we want to complete, even if in the big picture, it doesn't excite us, right? For example, I love making content, but I don't love editing content. I don't love doing certain back end tech things that I don't necessarily want to keep up with. So AI has helped me with that. I now have people to help me with that. But in the beginning, I was doing everything myself. So even though those things were draining to me and I sort of had to force myself to do it, it was coming from a place of alignment with my ultimate goal and what I wanted to accomplish in the way that I wanted to accomplish it. That is completely different from acting in a way that is just completely out of alignment. So when you're just forcing things or you're making things happen that are out of alignment, it usually feels uncomfortable in a way that comes from a place of fear. So you're usually doing these things because you are scared about something, because maybe you think that you're not doing enough and you think that you have to do too much, or maybe you don't think that what you're doing is working, so you're gonna try something else, even though it doesn't feel right. So typically you'll be able to feel whether or not what you're doing is coming from a place of fear or from a place of peace. You want to make sure that you're making decisions that align with your ultimate goals. Sometimes in the moment, you're going to have to endure certain things that may be uncomfortable, but in the long run, you're going to get what you want. Versus when you're acting out of alignment, first of all, you feel uncomfortable in the moment, you hate what you're doing, and you don't really see how it's going to help you in the long term. You don't really see how it connects to your ultimate goal. That would be out of alignment, and you could safely try to distance yourself from that and supplement with a different activity. So let's talk about how following your intuition can help you completely change your life within 6 months or less. I went to school to become an accountant. I worked in the field for a little bit. I liked taking the accounting classes, but I didn't really enjoy working in the industry. Now, throughout the time where I was going to school, throughout the time where I had internships and part-time jobs, I knew that this career wasn't really aligned for me, but I was too scared to completely commit 100% to content creation. I was completely scared to follow my personal passions because it wasn't a safe choice. If you ask people for advice, they're going to tell you, oh, go with the safe option. You know, you have to have a backup plan. And even though these are good, it is good advice to have options and have additional plans in case something doesn't work out in the way you think it will, it comes with the feeling that you can't believe in yourself, that you can't take a risk to pursue your goals, right? And so I had to overcome this because it got to a point where I didn't feel good anymore. Like, I wasn't excited to wake up every day. I wasn't excited to go to work every day. And there was nothing wrong with the job itself. It just wasn't aligned for me. So I essentially had like a safe and secure career handed to me. Well, not handed to me because I went to school for it and I worked hard to get that job offer, but it was basically like offered to me and I couldn't accept it because I had already gotten the signs that, listen, this isn't your career. There's something else you could be doing. And I ignored it and I ignored it until it got to a point where I was finally working in that job And I had to face the facts. I had to face the fact that it wasn't for me. And it was taking my time away and energy away from doing what I actually wanted to do and what I actually had a passion for, which was creating content and online education. But that's not something that has like a set guarantee that you're going to earn money, right? So it's taking a risk on yourself. But I ended up taking a risk on myself. And in this month, it's actually going to be more or less a year since I committed 100% to starting my content creation journey. This wasn't even like the time where I was really focus on one area. This was when I just had made the decision and quit everything else and started focusing on it 100%. I can say that through my multiple sources of income that I've been able to create throughout this time period, I've actually replaced and probably earned more than I would have earned had I stayed as an accountant. So I'm not making the same money from one source, but I'm making the same money from multiple sources. So it's almost like even better because now I'm not attached to any one thing. I have the creative freedom to pursue what I want to pursue, and things are working out better than I could have imagined, right? So I'm living proof that when you commit to your goals and you take a risk and you invest in yourself, and you don't listen to what everyone else tells you, like you can succeed and you can get what you want. And it may not happen overnight. It probably won't unless something amazing happens for you, which it can. It can happen a lot faster than that. But be willing to dedicate more time to it. Be willing to stay persistent because it could happen overnight. But if it doesn't, keep trying because it will happen eventually if you stay persistent. Now, keep in mind, you always want to make sure to have your base level needs met. So I was able to commit to this journey 100% because I was obviously good with my money. I mean, I was an accountant and I invested. I had enough of a cushion within my own investments to where I could take time off work and I could provide for myself if I had to. And I was also lucky enough to have the support of my family, have the support of my partner. So really, I was very lucky in every area. And when the time came, when I had to make that decision, people showed up to support me. Things worked out. And it's only been better and better and better. So this is your sign to stop procrastinating on your dream life and get to it. Manifest it because you can do it. And the longer you wait, the longer you're gonna have to wait to have the life that you want. Because it really doesn't have to take very long if you start today and you stay persistent. If you want additional help with this, you can check out some of my books at staywellbooks.com. I love you and I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah.